Blog Talk Radio.
I bet you wish that you would test me. Now you're falling on your front teeth. And I can see your skin a tint of green.
Welcome to The Code. I am your host, Jesse Magase. I've got my co-host on the line, Keisha Taylor and Dre. We don't know if Ron's going to make it. Ron is in Vegas doing some ball-headed whole shit. So we don't know. We don't know if he's going to make it. But if he makes it, we'll make him, we'll be here to listen to all the ball-headed whole shit. What's up, good black people?
Hello, hello, hello. Did he even check in? Is he alive? You don't know.
He has not checked in since what? I'm opening up some chips, y'all. Excuse me. He hasn't checked in since the what's today? Friday. But we didn't talk to him yesterday. He didn't check in since Wednesday. So we might. Because he hasn't checked in since the 2.5 Pussycat. He hasn't checked in since then.
Yes, he hasn't. Okay, yeah, no. Oh, God.
So, yeah. And you know it's a time difference, so we shall see.
Yeah.
So, tonight, we'll drink, we'll cuss. We'll say some inappropriate things, and I can drink tonight because I ain't got to go no motherfucking well for the next 3 or 4 days. So, I'm about to get my whatever this watermelon cocktail and this wine. And,
oh, Lord.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh.
It's about to go down. So how y'all doing and shit?
We good. How you doing?
Girl, I'm glad to be off somebody's job. Seriously. I'm tired of motherfucking working. Y'all gonna understand this shit. I'm sick of this shit. Tired.
Yeah.
Tired. Motherfucking tired of working. So, tonight we are talking Kanye and Super Sense, and then, you know, whatever other shit we decided to talk about tonight. So, which one do we want to start with? Which one y'all want to go with first? You want to get Kanye out the way so we don't have to get him, no?
Yeah.
Let's get him out the way.
That's what I do.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm Speedy Gonzalez. I'm speeding down the road.
Yes.
So this weekend, Kanye decided to take himself to South Carolina and to do a rally and just give out all his business and crying in the streets, where he talked about how, you know, they weren't gonna have little old North. They had contemplated not having her. Kanye, why you felt the need to say this to us and tell us all your personal business, I don't know. But, yeah. And then you have his wife who's like, I'm struggling with this fact that my husband's dealing with bipolar disorder. We know Kanye got issues. We knew Kanye had issues after his mama died. That messed Kanye up after his mama died.
Mm-hmm.
And so, ma'am, we get it. You signed up for the shit because weren't you messing with him when you was with your other people?
Okay. Here is my little take on this. I said from the very beginning when she was married to that guy for them 32 days or however many days they was married, and next thing you know, she was with Kanye. I said from the very beginning, I said she going to get her little caramel kids out the deal. And sooner or later, that divorce is going to come. Now that Kanye has some issues, he definitely has some issues. He does. We all know he does. But I think that bubble that he's in with them is only magnifying. And at this point, they're looking for the exit strategy because she got her kids. She helped him get out of debt and everything else. He's got all these other things going on. So now he's out of debt and everything else. So what's going to happen, in my opinion, now is that we're just counting down to the divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to be not this season and not the following season, but like the season after that. Oh, that's going to be the whole season is that divorce. Because they still dragging this whole Jordan Woods and Tristan thing. They still dragging that along. So, yeah, I definitely think that.
And then,
you know,
Chloe,
this
go
is
back
just
to him?
Yeah.
Chloe
went
back to him.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Because they, I guess, they quarantine and co-parenting together. I don't know. She just, I don't know.
Who knows? Yeah.
So I don't know, but I think that divorce is coming. I thought she was going to give it like another 2 years, but I think that divorce is coming in like a year or so. And Chris is in the house behind her desk, putting all this together. Honey, they mapped out. They done got the divorce lawyer on deck already. They have, I don't know what it is about them, but they have a history of driving. Like, one of them drove a man to become a woman. Like, he was an Olympian, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And whatever happened in that house up in Calabasas, that man is now a woman.
Calabasas. A whole woman.
Whatever happened in Calabasas.
Well, not a whole woman.
I don't know.
Now he out in Malibu.
A lot of stuff went down in Calabasas. That man wants to be a woman now. He said, I'm sick of y'all shit. I'm tired. Whatever else can go on, that is a whole woman now. That's Caitlyn.
But you know what?
You can't
you
tell
don't,
me
you
that
don't hear
that
much
family
about him no more. Well, her. You don't hear too much about her no more, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, because before, she was out there in them streets after everything went down. Now you don't even see her out.
No, she can't go out because she old. She's too old to be outside. She got to go out. She got to go to the store at 6 in the morning. She can't be outside when we go outside because she's old.
You dumb.
She old.
With the Rona,
you got to, you know, the elderly people got to go first, but they got to go early in the morning.
Well, somebody
she
gotta
go do whatever she
gotta
do
at 6 in the morning. So they need to come first thing in the morning instead of in the evening.
She can't be out that late. She got to go in the morning, and then she got to come back in the house. Because with the Rona and everything else, her face might melt off at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, she got to be in the house. She got to be in the house. And I just think, and it sucks because you have the kids. I already thought that North was a little too old. And I imagine that she's tech savvy. So when she gets up some size, she's gonna see that and be like, wow, as well as, you know, seeing her mom's entire body on the internet. So I mean, I just hope there's a therapist that can fix it. I definitely think somebody should just give like, Kanye needs a pill. Kanye needs a pill and a juice box and a nap. That's what I think he needs. He needs some sort of regulated medication.
He's a toddler, and he needs a timeout right now. Okay, so Taylor's line dropped, so she'll be back on in a second. Dre, what are your thoughts?
I said it before, and I said it again. The nigga is smart. I think he's doing this shit just to keep his fucking name alive because his music ain't selling no more. And he just do stuff to keep his name out there in the tabloids. It's like, all right, when his album dropped, nobody's making no noise about it no more. So this nigga is sitting there like, okay, I got to do something stupid to make everybody start talking about me again. Like, he's the only rapper, artist I've seen in life to have a breakdown and then he'd snap out of it and then break down the damn gear. Britney Spears had a damn breakdown. She snapped out of it after she cut all the hair off and shit. She killing. This nigga having a breakdown every 6 to 7 months.
That's because Britney probably takes her fucking meds and this Negro won't even take them. That's different.
I don't think she owns shit, though, for real.
He's not. He won't take it. Nobody, you know what I'm saying? He's not. He does not want to take the meds. He's not gonna take them. You have been clinically diagnosed with bipolar disorder. There is a pill that can help you control that shit. Or motherfucker, you need to smoke weed. You live in California where weed is fucking, you know. Well, not free,
that is,
but you know what I'm trying to use. It can be
that
used.
Is legal eagle.
It's
over
legal,
there.
And you don't want to do it. Like, come on now. Then you take yourself and you go to motherfucking Wisconsin, where there's you and two other black people who live in Wisconsin. I only know two people: him and another girl. Listen,
I know a couple of black people over there.
You could probably. Grow your own motherfucking weed and have your own strain make you better. But you don't want to do that. You just want people to continue to talk about you and make you look like you crazy. You know what? You can control your crazy. You can. I know some motherfuckers who bipolar as fuck and they smoke weed. The only time they make sense to my life is when they smoke weed. You hear what I tell you?
Yes.
The only time they make sense is when they're smoking weed because they are calm and their brain is not on 1,000. All he got to do is either take the pill or create his own strain of marijuana and smoke that shit and mind his motherfucking business. That's all he got to do. That's all you gotta do. Anybody tell you to marry that big butt girl? As I eat my chicken wing.
No. No, but see, again, like you have to, Like you have to go back. Like remember, he feels like being with her is like everything because he been talking about her. He been wanting her since Amber.
Mm-hmm.
Like he used to talk about He used to talk about her when he was forever.
No. He was fucking Kim Kardashian before. No. He fucked them Amber Rose. This fool, when he first got on the Rockefeller Lake, this nigga dropped the album. He met her at a party, at Jamie Foxx's party. He got the number. Then this nigga was getting Benny Siegel to drop him off at her house when Reggie Bush was going to play football and on whatever, like, away games and shit. This nigga was going over there to fuck with him. Benny Siegel and Mrs. Blinken and told the whole story on the Rock documentary. And they said they don't understand why the fuck he acted the way he do towards them, and they had to save his ass because Reggie Bush had sent some homeboys to fuck him up at Waffle House. And Benny Siegel had to go in there with the gun and get that nigga up out of there. He told the whole story. This is before Amber Rose. He been fucking that girl for a minute when she was with Bush. Then after she left Bush, she supposed to get him got with Kanye, and then she married Chris, the Humphrey dude, the NBA player. And then she was still fooling with this nigga the whole time. And that's why Chris and Kanye almost got into it at the damn Knicks game. Yeah, when there was the Knicks versus the damn the Nets, and they almost got into a fight. And they escorted Kanye out of the damn thing. This goes back, whenever I said, I, the shit that he do, I think he's just doing the shit, just he's doing the shit, man.
Mm-mm. All I'm here to do is eat some chips, drink my shit. Hey, we have given Kanye his 15 minutes of this show today.
Yeah.
Shall we give him any more?
No, not really.
No, okay. Okay, awesome. So, we're moving on to the next part of the show. Taylor. It's on you. It's your time to shine. As I'm going back to eating my chips and drinking my wine. I'm a rapper now.
Lord, overnight. Overnight. At wee hours of the morning.
Yeah. I'm stupid. I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry.
So, in the wee hours of the night on Instagram, we have, Super Saint finally dished out all her business about her and her fiancé. Apparently, the fiancé was caught talking to an underage girl. There are screenshots of him saying that the girl is his little juvie, and she was saying how she was 18, then she said she was 17. And he's going on still talking to this girl, so entertaining it. And Super Saint got a hold of it, and she let everybody know she's not here for it. He's creepy as hell. And allegedly, she left him. But the gag is, honey, that it was a whole catfish. Like, the girl in the picture that's posted everywhere came out and was like, hey, I didn't do that. That's not me. Like, that's me, but I didn't do this. So basically, he just decided to mess with a little girl and got caught. And come to find out, it was a catfish. So now everybody knows you got pedophiles and thieves, and you lost your family.
And it was a catfish.
And it was a catfish. And then I was like, okay, I never really paid attention. Like, I follow her, but I never really paid attention to, like, her fiancé until I looked at him. I said, sir, you don't even have no business with no phone trying to look at no other woman. You understand me? Because you just as fugly. You ain't got no business, man. None. You don't need to be on nobody's internet looking at nobody. What you need to be doing is tend to your little daughter, and that's about it.
So what you're saying you should be grateful that this woman even wanted you, and you got the audacity and
exactly
gall to cheat on her, try to cheat on her with a teenager, sir.
Yes.
Seat.
You need to have all the seats. All of them. Every seat there is. That's open, you need to have
every seat.
Every last one.
In every stadium.
Every last one.
Across the United States of America.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Just have them all. All of them need to be lined up in front of your house. You need to sit down in them. I don't even know if she got a house no more, because you know damn well that. Oh, Lord. I never thought about that, because you know they live together, and she just bought a house, so maybe he ain't got no house. But wherever he's staying at the moment.
He homeless. That nigga homeless.
Well, honey, just find you a chair. Find you a chair for them.
So, I got a question.
Just find a chair for them.
I have a question. So people are still out here catfishing people? Like, in this world, they're still...
Yes, honey. Yes. And people falling for it, baby. They're falling for it. And they're falling for it.
Has 90 Day Fiancé not taught you nothing?
Nothing. Not a damn thing. Nope.
He's some dumb ass people. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, they still out here.
Like, I'm legit eating chips right now.
Yeah, they still out here. And people still falling for it. They really out here falling for it. They really are. I never understand. So you just like randomly just started talking to this person in your inbox. I'm gonna assume it was your inbox or whatever you was on, whatever social media thing you was on, and they sending your DMs, your inbox, whatever. And you just was like, oh, I'm gonna continue this conversation. First of all,
and you got a whole
If I'm with someone and they're a celebrity, anybody in my inbox is getting ignored, because that's a whole, like, in my mind, that's a whole setup. I'm not dealing with that shit.
Right. Mm-hmm. Unless I know you and we, like, grew up together. Like, if we know each other, then great, fine. But if you're some random, nah, get the fuck out of here. I'll do that now. Like, I don't know you.
I'm not answering that, because you're trying to fuck up my shit. Because all it takes is one screenshot, and look what happened. It was three. Now you're
right.
A pedophile.
Right.
Now you're homeless, and now you and everybody know.
You a single homeless pedophile.
Okay.
Nigga, you got
with a daughter.
Right.
We're doing that on top of that.
Nah, player. We good on you.
It don't make no sense. I do that now myself. Like, if I get, because my Instagram, you have to, I have to authorize you to follow me. So what I do is, like, I get, every now and again, I'll get somebody I don't know. That thing still be sitting there. It's one now that's been sitting there since, it's July. It's been sitting there since February.
The sitting room from my Instagram, listen to this. There are 191 people sitting now in the sitting room on my Instagram. I don't know you. I don't know why the fuck you want to follow me. You'll sit here. No, I ain't calling no numbers, no nothing. You just sitting there, just hanging out. No, No, I don't know who sent you. That's one. Two, my page has been reported one too many times to invite new people. Yeah, I don't do it.
Uh-huh.
Nah, okay. I'm good on you people. You sit your ass right there. I'm not serving no snacks. You're going to be thirsty. We don't even have no water in the sitting room. Matter of fact, we don't even cut the air on half of the time. So I don't know. Listen, you can go away. Yeah,
And I reported some pages because I used to get some pages that used to look real sketchy. So I used to report them shit. I did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're not doing this. I'm not. I'm going back to my chips.
Like, it's just crazy. Like, I would never. I'm sorry. I just can't. You're not going to have me caught up in no bullshit. And look what happened. Caught up in some bullshit. We got bigger things to, like, we got bigger things to worry about than be sitting around trying to, like, what are you doing? Answering DMs is,
from people you don't know. And then when she said she was 18, nigga, you probably in your 30s, damn near 40. What the fuck an 18-year-old going to do for you? What the fuck she going to do? Nigga, is you enrolled in college so she can do your motherfucking homework or some shit? I don't understand. Like, I don't understand what your purpose of wanting this young lady going forward. I don't understand it. I don't understand. I don't understand how older men can find themselves attracted to a girl that's a teenager, sir. You could have a teenager the same fucking age, sir. Yeah. Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Kiss my ass. What are you doing? Dre, what are your thoughts?
I think this shit is stupid. I don't understand why people answer fake-ass DMs. It's just like I'm laughing because my little stupid-ass cousin, this past weekend for her birthday, she gets a DM from the baby. And she's thinking that this nigga is really trying to holler at her. And I'm like, cuz, this nigga is a famous-ass rapper. He out here doing songs with Meg Thee Stallion and all these other motherfuckers. This nigga was out here crushing on, he got a big-ass crush on fucking Raven Simone. Why the fuck did he go to you in a little small-ass town of fucking Reedsville? He picked you out of
all Don't be a hater. You're a hater. The baby is, he's not like, don't be a hater, Dre.
Whatever. Then this nigga talked about him. He was going to take her out for her birthday. She needed to come to Concord and to meet him. And then she was like, why did you say come to your crib in Charlotte? He was like, no, I don't want to be caught up with my baby mama.
Which is a true story. And he got his side. Never mind, I ain't about to tell all the business. But, yeah. I wasn't about to tell all the business.
But I know, you go out there, you want to fucking miss it. But it ain't just guys that be catfishing too, though. It's a lot of females that do it. A lot of them. And then you see them motherfuckers out
there. Well, we know they do that.
Shit.
Hell, them bitches that have filters all over their goddamn pages is catfishing to me.
Yeah,
I'm
right. Boy, Jesus.
Bitch, show me what you look like without no filter.
For real? Then
you like.
Didn't use that damn filter, to make them look real light and shit. You know, you see them motherfuckers black with dark circles around the eyes and on the face and shit. You're like, goddamn.
Well, nigga, you like an old raccoon possum. No, I like that. You like an old possum-ass alpha. Old raccoon. Don't act like that. You know you part of the wild kingdom.
Wait a minute. Did you say he like a possum?
Yeah, you know we be saying him be like possum ass chick. You know that.
Dear God. Oh, okay.
Oh, raccoon eyes and alphas.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Like I met a raccoon. raccoon the other night. Yep.
Yep.
Oh, yep. Goodness.
He's
oh,
a raccoon.
Oh,
but,
oh, no.
He likes them old, when you turn on the lights, you be like, ooh, ooh, hey, you a little something. He like them girls who look good
on
the club lights.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So you just going to keep going, like you're not even going to stop?
No. I got a question. So is that what happens in old age with men, that they sight inside the club gets real bad and they start looking at these girls and be like, oh, she look good in front of these lights. I might take her home tonight. Then when they wake up the next day, they sleeping beside a grand animal.
Okay. I feel.
What?
I think so. I think so.
You think so?
I think
to
so.
To me, Dre, you right now you're the only older person here. You're older guy.
Oh, no.
Older guy. Because Ron's not here. Ron hasn't checked in or anything. So that's why I'm asking, because I got questions. Got questions and shit, bitch. Nigga, you not going to answer me? The fuck?
Ain't nothing wrong with nobody's eyes in their damn club. They just go for the chick that they think they can fuck in the first night. Ain't nobody falling for that bullshit.
So, what it is y'all going for the chick that y'all think y'all can fuck real quick, right?
Don't say y'all. I got good eyesight in the club. I can see. You told me, I think so. You told me to leave me alone, or you gonna punch me in the face? Punch me, threaten me. I know that much.
You hit the bug out of my face. Yeah, no. I don't know what type of nigga. That's not funny. That's not funny at all. You stop laughing right now. That's not funny.
Okay.
Really, how fun? You just gonna keep laughing?
No, I stopped laughing.
Keep on. No, you didn't. Shut your lying ass up. You shut your lying ass up, right? Yeah. Don't. I'm sick of that story. I hate that story even happened. Cause that's dumb. Like, niggas be saying some of the dumbest shit in the club, and you be like, "What did you just fucking say to me?" I know you didn't say that dumb shit to me. Yeah. And then you have people like Andre Ziegler who stand there and laugh at you and not try to help you. Next time a big bitch comes over and tries to talk to him, guess what's going to happen? I'm just going to walk away laughing.
I'm going to walk away with you because I'm getting the fuck out of
Dodge.
Hell no.
He'll grab on to you. She gonna be a man like that bear was trying
like
to holler at that lady.
Just like that goddamn night we was at the damn club and you walked off, you went to the bathroom and them two old bitches were there, so they just they had me on the floor. I went there behind the DJ booth. Nope. I went and stood right behind the DJ. I went right back there over there. I think it was Seagull DJing at night. No. No, sir. You ain't getting me. Hell no.
Oh, nigga, you done had some possums and some Rottweilers in the world. I just need you to understand. Some possums, some Rottweilers, some raccoons.
Not a Rottweiler.
Yeah. You had a Rottweiler head.
Oh, no.
4, 6, 6. You remember old Rottweiler head, girl?
No.
I'm trying to finish eating my chips. I'm not doing this shit with you. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it.
No.
So.
Dre, let me get this straight. You ran behind the DJ booth from the old lady at the club. Why the hell was you in the club with a bunch of old ladies? Silence, hello?
Dre, you don't hear her question?
What? No, I was asking a crazy mother. What?
Really, bitch, you on this other show. You know what? Ask your question again, Taylor, so this motherfucker can hear.
I said, why did you run behind the DJ booth with the old ladies, and why did you in the club with the old ladies?
No.
It was ladies
now. We go to, they promote to every fucking body, but here lately, these dummies been promoting the damn, like, older people. And for some reason, this night, I don't know why, they had a birthday party or some shit, and there was a bunch of big bitches, and I mean big bitches in the club. So I was already climbing before Jay got there, before Best Friend got there. So when she gets there, I'm showing her the chick the shit. So we laughing at the outfits or whatever. She goes to the bathroom. I'm sitting out there, me and my homeboy. We sit out there talking. And then he seen him coming. I wasn't paying attention. I'm dancing to the music. I look, and this nigga has stepped off, and he's looking at me laughing. I turned around, and they was coming my way. And I was like, oh, hell no. And I just damn went behind the damn DJ booth. And you knew she was old because the bitch had her damn keys clipped to her damn belt buckle.
Oh. Oh, my God.
And then the two little young boys, the two little light-skinned dudes, they danced with him the whole time, and then they left with him.
I had a coworker like that. She always wanted to go to the club. I was like 200 years old. If you don't go home. Like, I imagine, like, the concert's over, like, what, 10, 11 o'clock. She's talking about, where we going after work? What? Nigga, it's Tuesday. What? We're not even going nowhere. But she would be dead serious. She always wanted to go out with us after work. She's like, dude, we're not even going nowhere. Like, she was a turn-up queen, but it'd be like, ma'am, don't you gotta take your Metamucil or something? Don't you gotta go to bed or something? I don't know, something about old people in the clubs lately.
But, Dre, was that night that girl fell?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Lord.
Them behind them blocks was up there. Taking up all the space. I mean, they took up the whole goddamn dance floor. Lord, that's funny.
So they kept, and the tip was so funny, Keisha. It's like they kept every song they would dance, and then they would try to get off the floor, and then he would drop something else, and here they come stampede right back to the damn floor. And they trying to dance, and they trying to do the little young dances, and then she tried to get low, and then motherfucker said, boom, she hit the floor.
So sad. Them people, I tell you. But those big girls just want to have fun, too. They just want to have fun. Old and big girls. No, because listen here, Keisha Taylor. They was bigger than me, you, and another person put together.
and all their skirts set up under their butt. They ain't even come down to them fat bitches' knees. They sit, all of them set up under their butt. I said, what was this big girl little skirt season? What is this? Listen.
Oh, Lord.
Listen. I know I got a little, rump on me. I got a little something or whatever. But my dresses, the way I buy my dresses, they come down to at least my knee. Because I know if I want to dance or something, it's going to ride up. I don't want these niggas looking at my ass like that. Now, tomorrow, if I decide to go out, they're going to get these titties. I'm just telling y'all now, if you see me on the Instagram tomorrow with my titties out, hey, be forewarned. Okay?
Okay.
Just letting y'all know.
Okay?
All right. I just wanted to let the world know, if you see the shit, just hit like and keep on moving.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Because it's still the summertime. And what did I tell y'all asking at the beginning of the summer?
Yes. You did.
And once I got the opportunity to go out somewhere and do some shit that I want to do other than motherfucking working, what y'all going to tell them what they was going to get? Tell them what they was going to get.
All this city, all these guys, and all this air.
So y'all know, if you see me after 7 o'clock tomorrow, and y'all see me with my titties out, then we just going to have my titties out. We're just going to probably going to do point blank period.
I'm just going
to lift them girls to the gods of the skies to be seen.
Okay. Hey. Because you know what?
And then,
you need some sun, too. They need some sun, too.
Hey.
Don't even worry about it.
Hey.
They need some sun. They need some sun. It's all right.
And look, what's crazy, I showed Dre the outfit earlier today, right? I said, I'm going to wear this if I decide to go to that party tomorrow. He was about to say, you going to put on a cover-up? I said, no, I'm not.
Well, wait a minute. I want to see what you wearing. And where we going?
I was about to stop. We going to a party. So first I got to go to this bridal shower tomorrow. So that's why I said if y'all see me after 7 o'clock. Okay.
Okay.
I gotta do this bridal shower tomorrow. I gotta look like somebody's bridesmaid tomorrow, and be Sister Mary Clarence ish like. Okay. So.
Okay.
And the way I've been feeling lately. I've been feeling lately. I need to dance. Like y'all understand, I haven't danced in a while. I feel like I haven't danced since, like, homecoming. Because I've been working ridiculous hours. I've been training. You know, I've been all over the place. Now? No, because we went, when was Carlos' birthday, Dre?
Shit, it was cold. I know that much. What was it?
But I had on some cute shit. It wasn't that cold. Because I ain't have on no jacket. Wasn't that cold? Because I ain't have on no jacket and my toes was out.
When you wore the white fur thing, the white dress at the fur.
No, that was December. That was December because that was Tasha's birthday. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, that was December. February and March.
Oh, you talking about the one for Carlos's party, birthday party.
Yeah.
That was.
Now, Keisha Taylor, didn't I say for Carlos' birthday party?
You definitely did say that first.
All right, so now
he can't see and he losing his hearing. He getting real old.
Girl, he real old.
Them grades getting to him, huh?
Girl,
I think that was March. I think
it
March
was before
April.
I left, because I think it was the last weekend I went out before I left the first time.
So that had to be March, April.
It wasn't April. It would have been March. So it's been March. It's March since I went out and shook a tail feather or something. And, you know, I ain't put my ass on nobody at that time. They tried to make me put my ass on him, but his stomach was too big, and so therefore I couldn't put my ass somewhere. Like, I just don't do shit like that. But anyway.
Okay.
Sorry,
oh my goodness.
Who takes
him
in?
It was his feet. You said his belly was in the way?
Girl. I remember the first time I met him, which was so funny because it was a homecoming when I first met him. And Dre was like, hey, this my homeboy, this, that, and the third. And I was like, oh, okay. First of all, nigga, you my height.
Oh.
Y'all know most of the time I'm the smallest thing in the room. If anybody's shorter than me, use a midget. If you're shorter than me. Okay. I was dancing with him and he had put his stomach on my butt and I was like, well, he got his stomach on my back. I don't understand. This is not some shit that I want to be involved in. Let's fast forward. Your stomach is still big. I don't want your stomach on my back. I don't like that shit. I'm sorry. I have phobias and shit. I don't do it. But, I just don't. I don't do it. No.
That's nasty.
Yeah, I don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's something about it.
His whole stomach.
Yes, honey, his stomach was on my back. Just sitting on my back. And I'm like, nigga, why is your stomach on my back? Like, the fuck? Witty do that is.
Instead of going to the club, maybe he should have went to the gym.
Girl, and then we'll be like, oh, I'm coming walking in the park with you. So I said, well, great. I usually go walking about this time, and I'm usually done by this time. Oh, I can't get there by then. You're not serious about walking. Shut it up. You can keep you and your stomach. You just want to come and try to look at me from the back. No, nigga, stop trying to watch me walk. I'm about to take off. Can you catch up?
Yeah.
Like, what in the world? So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's how specific that I don't do. And then him and Dre used to work together. He'd be like, man, you see my girl? You see my girl? You talk to my girl?
Ooh.
Nigga, I ain't your girl. I ain't the one. No. Sir, you got to be at least this tall to ride this ride. You ain't even up to my eyebrows. If you don't shut the fuck up to me. This ride is a little different. I'm sorry. You know it's true. But I'm like, you got to be at least this tall to ride this ride.
Yep. Now he not up to your eyebrows. Well, how little was he?
He was a little, little thing?
Yeah.
He was a little, little thing?
The nigga was short like me.
The short like me. What we gonna do?
What we gonna do? Nigga, you, like, I feel like you still got to run and jump on some shit. I know we all
off
topic.
No. You gotta get a head start.
You gotta get a head start.
Oh. Oh, no. No. You said you gotta get a head start. You gotta get a head start. He gotta get a head start, and he gotta, and he got, he need a, he need a step stool.
He need a, he need a stepping stool.
Wait, what's the, what's that thing called? You know how the gymnast? Wait a minute, what is that? A trampoline. That's what he needs. He need a running start. Then he need to hop on the trampoline to get up there.
Yeah.
Lord.
He got the running journey that bounce and dip.
Sir, go sit your ass down for real. Get the fuck out of here. And then it can't be like, you know how you,
he got a sprint. Oh, God. He got a sprint to get,
you know,
he got to get the right
bed,
momentum.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute, because, you know, you can be getting it from the bed, and you be on the bed. This nigga can't even be off the bed, and you be on the bed. Like, nigga, I'm too tall. I'm so much taller than you now. Like, what the fuck? What is...
Oh, no. So you gotta put a stool. You gotta get an ottoman for him to stand on at the end of the bed. You need an ottoman? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Get an ottoman. So the ottoman got to stand at the end of the bed, and he got to stand on top of the ottoman in order to.
Mm-hmm. In order to jump and ride the ride.
Wait, no. So he got to take off running. He got to jump on the trampoline. He got to jump up on the ottoman to even. Oh, it's too much. By the time he gets here, it just took 45 minutes.
And I'm done. Nigga, I could have did this by myself. By my motherfucking self. Quick. And been asleep. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I don't do little niggas. I can't do little niggas. I can't do nobody that's like 5'2", 5'3". Nah, nigga, you got to be at least 5'7" and up. I'm already 5'1.5", and that's without shoes on. You hear what I'm saying? So when I put on shoes, then you got niggas that be wanting to be like, hey, I want you to put heels on. Nigga, do you understand I'm gonna be taller than you when I put these motherfucking heels on? Now, nigga, if you don't shut the fuck up to me, if I'm looking down at you and I'm the shortest thing in the room, now what that say?
Now, wait a minute. Speaking of short, right? So, speaking of short, I don't know if we touched on this, but I gotta bring this back up. So,
okay.
We already know about the whole Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez thing, right? Tell me why is this man 5'3"? And 120 pounds.
Listen, nigga, I'm going to toss you around. What you saying?
What you saying?
You up like a noodle.
He's 5'3 and 120
pounds. Nigga, my titties weigh more than you. If you don't get the fuck out of here.
Oh,
Come on, get the fuck out of here, little bitty. And then you out here shooting that girl in the fucking foot.
She's six seven.
You out here mad because you come up to her.
Oh God, to him she's 6'7". Everybody to him is 6'7".
I'm 6'7" for that nigga. We're shooting.
Yes. Yes. Everybody.
And my thick ass weighs more than him.
Oh God. But you know, what killed me was the 120 pounds. What?
Sir, you are the size of my teenage daughter. You hear what I say to you?
Oh,
matter
God.
Of fact, she 120 pounds soaking wet. Sir, you are the size of a teenage girl.
Like, I knew he was short. Because I've seen him in person. So I was like, okay, he's short. But I didn't know he was that short. Like, it's a lot of musicians and rappers and stuff. Like, wow, like, you're really little. Like, you're little. Like, you're short.
You're the little nigga.
You would be
the little nigga.
You're short. Wow. I didn't know you were that
Avant
short. You're really short.
Avant is shorter
than Dan Troy.
Yes. He's like
4'9".
Get that.
Oh, you said Avant?
Yeah, he's a little. Like,
y'all leave my little friend alone. Yes, leave my little friend alone right now. That's a little friend.
Yeah, that's a little friend. You can go ahead and put him right on in your pocket.
You want to get in my pocket, friend? It's candy down there.
He is the traveling companion. You don't even got to pay for his ticket. All you got to do is just tell him to get in your carry-on. Put him right on in the roller suitcase. He good.
Jump in my pocket right now. You can sit up against my thighs for the rest of this ride. Yes.
Especially if it's a little quick flight. You ain't got to pay for him. You ain't got to. Put him in that rolling suitcase. There you go. Here. He is.
This fool said he a lap child. He a lap child.
Yes. You can put him in the Snuggie. You know the little thing, the harness that they carry the babies in?
You can't even hold the babies on the plane on them ships. You got to take them out and let them sit on your lap.
Oh, my God. Just let them go on and sit on your lap.
I don't know what was in this watermelon drink, but I poured some wine in it. It was good. Ain't no more. Thank you, though.
Okay.
And we still got 30 more minutes in this goddamn show. I mean, a motherfucking dream. Yeah. I just want me old. You know what I'm saying? I like old, tall stuff. I don't know why. Cool. I've always dated taller men. Friends always have. And they've always been some type of athlete at some point. Always.
That's okay. It is nothing wrong with climbing a tree. It's good for you. It's good exercise.
Go ahead, climb
your tree.
It used to be this 6'9" tree that I like to sit upon. Oh, sorry. Never mind. That's neither here nor there. Yeah. Okay. I'm just saying. I got memories. I had a good college life. Great to be. I dig. Okay, so we do have somebody listen to the show. So they asked a question talking about, are you always talk about you dated taller men? Like, who the hell was shorter? So I'm going to tell y'all a story. Because, Taylor, I think I've told y'all before the story. So my best friend tried to hook me up with a dude while we were in college, right? We were living together. We were roommates. And so he was like, oh, he's so nice. He's so sweet. Oh, this, that, and the third. I was like, oh, okay, well, shoot. I ain't doing nothing right now. I ain't talking to nobody. I can meet a new dude. So she set up a card night. Like, we were going to play cards. We were going to hang out at the house or whatever. So keep in mind, I never really wore shoes in the house. Like, I would have socks on. But since we were having company, I was like, okay, I'll put some shoes on. But they got there before I put my shoes on. So I'm at the door, right? And the way that our apartment was set up, when you came up our steps, there was four doors. And our door was the last door on the left. So I could look out my door and see the other doors. So I'm like, okay, so there's three dudes, right, standing outside. There's two tall ones, and there was one off in the distance by the other door. And I was like, this little nigga looks short. Okay, we get in. I open up the door. They come in. The first two dudes walk in. He walks in behind them. And so they're introducing themselves, like, okay, whatever. And the last one was the one that was there for me. Y'all, this nigga came up to my motherfucking chin. Let me tell you something. I ain't hit no growth spurt or nothing at this point. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm in my 20s. I already got a kid. I'm not gonna hit no growth spurt no time soon in this bitch. So this nigga comes up to my motherfucking chin. Now keep in mind, I don't have on shoes and he got on shoes. Okay. So I'm like, okay, this bitch got jokes. I love my best friend, but this bitch got jokes, right? So we're in there playing cards or whatever, and we talking junk or whatnot. And this motherfucker started talking junk to me. Y'all, I kid y'all not. I called that motherfucker Jiminy Cricket. Who the fuck you talking to? You Jiminy Cricket.
Why?
Motherfucker.
Why?
So, yes, there have been men who have been shooting me, who tried to talk to me. If you don't get the fuck out of my face, there ain't shit you can do for me at this point, but suck a titty or something. I don't know. But ain't shit you can do. The shortest guy would have been like 5'8", and he would have been a football player. You know what I'm saying? He would have been, you know, that's what he would have been doing. So, the tallest was 6'9", and he was a basketball player. So, yeah, what the fuck I'm going to do with you? You little bitty baby. What am I going to do with you? Put you over my shoulder? What are we gonna do? You come up to my motherfucking chin. My chin? Nigga, you know how short you gotta be to come up to my motherfucking chin? My 11-year-old niece is tall as me. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you listen. What am I doing with you, sir?
It's something about short men. They love tall, like, women that are taller than them. It's like, bro, no. Like, no.
I got a cousin that you can talk to. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a cousin. She like 4'9". She little. You know.
But I ain't the one. I got some things that I like.
I'm sorry.
I'm not considered short. Like I'm an average height for a woman. I'm 5'7". I don't know what it is, but like 4'5", like 5 feet, they be like, can I take you out? I'm like, where is we going? Chuck E. Cheese? Like, I'm not, what? No. Like, I can't. I'm sorry. It's okay. Like, you and my daughter are the same height, and she's not. No. I'm okay. And I'm not going to do that. I don't want to.
Like I said, like, my niece is 11, and we the same height. She's like, Auntie Jamie, I'm more taller than you. Little girl, I will still beat your ass. What part of this you not understand? The girl?
Like, so sitting down, right? So you go to a restaurant, and it's a waiter.
Really?
Oh, so you sit at the bar. So now you sit at the bar, right?
Uh-huh.
So... when you sit down,
I feel it.
So when you sit down, no, not you. I'm saying the men. Like, so when you sit down at the bar on the bar stool, like your legs is just swinging out in, the, like just swinging because it can't
Nigga,
reach
you,
the
your
bottom.
Your legs swinging like my legs swinging.
That's not okay. That's not okay.
No, it's not.
That's not acceptable. It's not acceptable.
Okay, so depending on how big a chair may be, like just a regular, let's say somebody has like a big love seat, right? Because you know they have their really big love seats that you can sit far back in.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, nigga, your legs and my legs can't both be swinging off them bitches.
No.
They just can't be. Because I'm the type, I'll sit, I can, like, my desk chair, if I pull it up high enough and I sit all the way back in it, I can swing my legs in my desk chair. That shit I used to do to keep me from cussing motherfuckers out when I was working from home. So, nigga, if you can do that shit, then we got problems. We got whole-ass problems. You are not tall enough to ride this ride. I don't want no problem. No, I don't want nothing to do with you. No. I don't want nothing to do with you. No. No, 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 no. 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 We both don't. I mean, we just ain't going to have to. We're not going to do this. What in the world? Oh, wow. She smashed your ear just from the core. Jesus Christ.
Oh, goodness.
Sorry, I was looking at somebody's edges.
Can we talk about this lady that blew up somebody's car?
Golly.
The neighbor that was filming it though. At no point did you bother to call the police.
Mm-mm.
You wasn't concerned.
And you watched it.
Like what
and
kind of burn
funny.
She had? Nothing. You got the whole thing. And
what's
serious,
funny is that article
when
just showed up
something
on
fire.
Fire.
When you setting
something
on fire, you don't you gotta light it and run. You don't stand like she was trying to place it down gently in the car. This is gas. Like you're putting it's flammable. You were supposed to light that match and run. She trying to put it in the window gently, and that shit said, poof.
And then she tried to crawl away.
That crawl, honey.
Yes, she did.
She was like the lady. She was like the thing from, what movie was that? It was a scary movie.
I ain't seen no scary movies, so I wouldn't know. I don't do scary movies. Yes, I'm a thug, and I don't do scary movies.
What movie was that?
I don't know, but somebody asked why. So why are you thinking about it? Said somebody said why your co-host sound like she got experience. Friend, you ain't never blew up nothing, ain't you? You ain't never blew up no. You got friends for that.
Okay, let me explain something to you. Okay, whoever you are, don't judge my life.
Okay, so we have to let people know that this is a no judgment zone. We don't judge the bullshit that we're doing. Listen,
okay,
I
listen,
ain't never done no
okay.
Shit like that.
Don't
got some homegirls that done some
all
shit like
I'm
that.
All I'm saying is that it's common sense stuff. Like, you, if you're going to set it on fire, you pour the gasoline or the lighter fluid, you back away, you throw the match, and you run. You don't try to put that shit down gently.
Not gently.
Yeah,
not
you don't
gently.
Be delicate with it. You just throw it. I mean, I've never set anybody's car on fire. But, I mean, I have lit a grill. And we're going to get that.
You use the same type of experience with a grill.
Yes. And we're going to leave it at that. And whoever you are, don't judge my life. Don't judge my life, okay? Don't do that. Sometimes things happen in life, okay?
Okay. I ain't
but
never done nothing like that, but
why
like I said,
you're
like a
homegirl. Why was she there for so long with this match and this lighter fluid? Like, I mean, with this gas. Oh.
But didn't she break out the window first or something?
She lucky she still got her face.
Right. You only walked away with minor burn marks, ma'am.
Goodness,
yeah. She's stupid.
And now that I saw the video, I need some context. Like, but why did you set the car on fire in the first place?
Right. What did he do to make you set his car on fire? What did he do?
Because now you got charges. Sis, you would have been better off.
Charges.
Now, you would have been better off if you cut the back windows out of the car. Like, you know how, like, you
not
had this, like, the front two windows and then that little window in the back? You would have been better off cutting that off.
Okay.
And then taking one tire. But, like, why did you, like, that was very, like, all jokes aside, that was really dangerous because that could have went sideways. That one little flame could have fucked up somebody else's car and somebody else's car because it was in the parking lot. But it's so many other things you could have done to this car that would have been like, yo, what the fuck, as opposed to just blowing it up.
Right. Right.
Because now, all right, so you did all of that to get his attention, and if he crazy like you crazy, now he can't even come see you because you blew up his car.
You blew it up.
Whereas
now
though,
he got to file insurance claim.
He got to do a lot of paperwork. It just would have been easier if you cut out the back window and you took one of the tires. Cause who got three tires? Like you gotta go buy three tires. You gotta go find tires. You gotta find somebody to do the window over, and they can't do just one window. You gotta do both of them. Like there's three other things you could have did besides blowing up that car. But I do want to know what he did to deserve a car being blown up.
Mhm. I want to know too.
That's just it.
I wonder. Like, have guys really had these type of things happen to them? Like, have you ever had a chick just mess up your property? Like, I said, I've never done it. Because I never wanted anybody to do that to me. Now, I have witnessed some people do the shit. Like, I witnessed these two girls mess up this dude's car while I was sitting on my balcony at my house. And then my two of my friends, they did it to this dude's car because the girl's car. Because he was messing with the girl, and they happened to catch him at his house or whatever, and they messed up both cars. But I ain't never done no shit like that. So, Dre.
Yes.
Have you ever had somebody mess up your car?
I sure did, and I was going to shoot that bitch in the foot until my damn homeboy told me not to.
Oh, God, everybody shoot bitches in the feet. What happens when you shoot a woman in the foot?
If you shoot anybody above their waist, that's attempted murder. As long as I shoot that motherfucker from the waist.
You couldn't shoot it in her thigh.
Yeah, I can get away with
it.
Wait. Dre, that's what? If you shoot them above the waist,
if you shoot somebody above the waist, it's attempted murder.
A woman or a man, if you shoot them above the waist, like from their stomach up, that'd be attempted murder. If you shoot them from
that's
the waist down, shit is like a damn, that's like a assault, just a regular assault with a deadly weapon. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's no word against her. Like, you can say, hey, I ain't had no other choice, you know what I'm saying? Get the fuck off of him. He or she wouldn't get off of him, so I shot.
So you shot him?
Yeah. The bitch, I just got my Christ with my charcoal graver. This was 2003. So remember I told you I used to go to Wilmington all the time. And I had started fooling with this Dominican chick down there, man. And she got mad because I seen her in the club with this other dude. So I, you know what I'm saying? We wasn't dating or going together or whatever. So I started dancing with this damn white chick. This bitch got mad because I wasn't jealous. But she was with another nigga. And we had a fucking storm in that motherfucker. Like, the foam in there, that shit, they shooting out the foam. We had a fall. I come out the club, we walking back. I kept hearing this. The closer we got to my car, I kept hearing this noise. It was like, this bitch had keyed my car from the front bumper to the door on the back side. And I had my car probably a good fucking week. And she was getting ready to cut my tires. And my tires, I had 22-inch rims on it. And it was fucking hell. She was getting ready to damn her knife. So when she pulled the knife, I caught the damn, I was helping this week. I got my gun. And I was like, if you cut my damn time, you want to, I'm going to shoot you in both your fucking feet. And I was dead ass serious. And then she, you ain't going to shoot me. So I cocked the motherfucking gun back. And then here comes the damn police down there with a goddamn shit. And so I put the gun on my side. And they asked me what was wrong. I said, she just keyed my fucking car. And he was like, ma'am, you keyed his car? She's like, no. And then the homegirl snitched on me, like, yes, she did. Like that, and then he was like, he was gonna give her a ticket for the destruction of property or some shit, something like that. And then she breaks down crying. And then I was like, you know what? This is good. Don't even worry about it. And
oh, you let the bitch win over some tears?
No. So I don't know what I'm saying. The two of them was gonna mark her ass up. And I was like, no, this is good. Don't even worry about it. So the next day, We get up and shit. I go outside and I had this fucking note on my car. It was like she had been on the envelope in and shit. And she gave me like $600. Talking about you can probably get this for a Saint job. And I asked her the fuck did. I got that five, six, and it was doing some kind of special. I think it was like $200 and I just kept the rest of the money. And I haven't fucked with her since. And she sent me a friend request on Facebook like 3 weeks ago on my mama. I swear to God. And she's still sitting there waiting. I'm like, this bitch, that's PT, my fucking car. And if it wasn't for cooking in that damn cop, I was going to shoot her in both her fucking feet. And if she would have kept my car, I was going to pop her goddamn ass. They're like, how the fuck you don't get mad because I was together?
Bitch, we don't go together. I don't care. Now, first of all, do people still say we go together?
Apparently they do, because Dre old ass just said it.
Every time he say it, I'll be like, that nigga said we go together.
Well, go together, date, whatever. I don't care. That bitch, you about to get shot in her damn foot. I wasn't going to pull no fucking. They got damn Troy Lane. I'm going to shoot her in both of them motherfuckers. Four. I had a damn. I had a 45. I think he shot her with what, a 9 or something. If I shot her with that 45, I would have blew that shit off.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. You niggas out here going together and shit. We go together. The fuck? No, we don't.
They going steady. They just going steady.
That nigga said we going steady. I can't.
They going steady.
Oh, shit. You going steady like Robert and Vanessa.
I was wondering if you want to go
steady.
Steady.
Oh, God. Oh, God, my stomach hurts. I cannot. Oh, I ain't do my squat today. Oh, shit. Wait a minute. I remember my stomach was hurting, and I ain't done my squats for today. Oh, damn. We going steady. Me and you, Tisha Taylor, we going steady.
Mm-hmm.
We steady. You going to check steady. Yes. You got to check yes, no, maybe. Will you be my girlfriend?
Yes, yes, no, or maybe.
Oh, God. First of all, before I do these squats for the night, I want y'all to know that my legs still mad at me for that shit I did yesterday. They called me a half a bitch earlier in the week and yesterday because I went so hard. But I got to do these squats. So, go. Yeah, I had twerk. Sorry. And I'm standing up in the middle of my living room. Oh, God. Did Dre line fall off? It looked like it did. Oh, Lord.
I feel like it did because he didn't want to talk about going steady.
He didn't want to talk about going steady no more. So they going steady. They go together. One of them niggas checked yes on the box. I don't know who wrote the motherfucking
letter. They boyfriend, girlfriend.
Boyfriend, girlfriend. He's back with his steady going ass. Oh, Lord, that's funny. They going steady. Mm-hmm. They official. He done gave the ring and everything. Back, he gave that motherfucker that Letterman's jacket. Well, you want to wear my pin. Oh, shit. Wait a minute.
Oh, my God. No, you didn't say, do you want to wear my pin? Ooh.
Do you want to wear my pin? You want to wear my Letterman's jacket. Oh, shit. I got tears rolling down my face. I can't do this. Y'all too much. Y'all too much. So nowadays, how do people determine that they want to go steady? Or they want to be boyfriend or girlfriend. Like, you want to be my boyfriend? Because sometimes that shit just...
Like, I guess you got to have a conversation. Like, I imagine somebody got to ask. You got to have that conversation. Like, you just, hey, you know, we've been dating for quite some time now. You know, I really like you, and I hope that you like me, too. And I was wondering
if you
wanted to be...
Sorry.
I was wondering if you wanted to be boyfriend, girlfriend, if you want to go steady.
Steady? Well, I just keep using that word. I can't make it.
You said if you want to go steady.
shit. Make that nigga wear my pin. Well, my union pin.
Yes.
Like, you want to wear my wig?
You definitely got to make him wear your pin.
You want my pin? But my nameplate on you.
Yes. You mine.
You mine. You're mine. I'm yours. That's it. Boom. That's it. That's it. That's how we're going to do it. Oh, God. As I'm laughing and doing squats at the same motherfucking time. When I tell you.
And then you gotta win him, but then if you give him your pen, then he gotta give you his jacket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I should never be cold ever.
You gotta wear his jacket.
We should never
gotta
wear
his jacket.
This gonna make me watch Grease. I'm gonna watch Grease. Just because I can. And I'm gonna watch
mm-hmm.
it because I just won't. Yeah. Yup. That's what we out here doing. That's funny. Oh, my thighs hurt. Sorry.
So then once y'all
okay.
do that, that's when y'all really going steady.
Yeah. And now he gotta walk you to school every day. And shit.
Yeah.
You gotta ride his bike.
And then don't forget, now y'all gotta share a locker.
Oh God. Oh God. No, I don't want to. You know what? I'll be real honest. In high school, my boyfriend went to another school. And I was so thankful for that. Because I couldn't do, I, you know what, and now I still can't do the up close shit. Like, why are you here? Why are you so close to me? Like, I don't need you in my face 24/7. I don't. So, yeah. I think I've had issues all my life. I just can't think. Don't they get in my face 24/7. But my boyfriend in high school, he went to a totally different school, and I enjoyed that shit. And he played basketball. See? Told you. Always been an athlete. And he was 6'7". We went steady. Yep. That's the only person I ever went steady with. The rest of them niggas, that was just my boyfriend every now and again. Oh, this has been hilarious tonight. I have laughed to my heart's content. I've laughed at Dre saying going together.
Yes.
Yep.
I laughed at
yep.
Dre and the big girls and him running to the DJ.
Yeah, he has to run into the DJ's booth. Yep. As they be, wait a minute, what is this? Why are you running up in this person's house? The fuck? Oh, Lord. I just watched a video on Instagram. I need to go back and look at it again because it looks funny. All right, so guys and gals, we'll be here next week. And hopefully Ron will be here next week because he will get his chance. He still got his chance to sit in the hot seat because this week was his turn. But Ron is out in Vegas gallivanting and doing bald-headed whole shit. And he's only 2.5 pussycats. And hopefully he finally reached his 4. We had him explain the 2.5. Y'all asked him next week what the fuck that shit meant because we was like, what? 2.5? What? How you only get half pussy? I don't know. So next week we will try to catch up with Ron and see what his shenanigans were.
I hope he stays. We don't want no stories when he come back. I hope he stays.
He said, you know he stays. Just like anytime I go somewhere, I'm safe, you know.
Yeah, but in a couple of weeks, well, you know what? I'll still do my show. We'll still do the show when I go out of town in a couple of weeks. So, yeah, we'll still do it because there's just some shit I do, you know. But, hey, so be good. Pray my strength through tomorrow, well, today, because now 12:01, as I, you know, participate in this bridal shower. Please don't let it be ghetto. That's what I wanted to be. I gave my money. That's all I gave because, you know, I'm always going. So I can't be like, oh, I'm going to make something. No, the fuck I'm not. I can give you my money and that's it. So let's just hope and pray that. Oh, yeah. Tell that nigga bring two. I just saw your message. So, yeah. We'll be here next week, same time, same place, different shenanigans. Hopefully these celebrities don't do no stupid shit throughout the week that has us questioning shit that they doing. So be good. Do some shit that you think I would do. And then come back and tell me all about it. Right?
And then also, right, so good. And with that, we're going to need pictures for proof.
We need pictures for proof. We don't believe shit unless we got pictures. I don't believe it. No.
You take videos too.
Pictures, videos, and hoes. There she go. Yes. Rap it again. Wait.
You
know,
I'm
saying.
You the white woman. You gotta go.
I'm the cutest white woman. Cutest white women. We gon', you know. Good night, everybody.
Good night.